Thank you so much. And there's a very nice phrase in Chinese, which I don't know how to pronounce in Chinese, but it goes as, let you live in peculiar times. And that's a curse in Chinese culture. So I can attest to you that we live in definitely those peculiar times when we definitely don't know what the future holds, but we cannot ignore it anymore. One thing that my fellow panelists also have mentioned is the current sentiment to deglobalization. I have a very strong opinion about that because I believe it's no longer possible. We are way too interconnected. We are way too united in things like technology, information flows, value chains, everything. We have access to countries via internet, which we've never had before. We are facing common problem, as usually said, of climate change. Climate change is the proof that we no longer can deglobalize. The only way we can find is to how to make it work for us in the new reality. That is the first fact that I wanted to draw your attention to, that deglobalization is no longer possible. Second fact is that climate change comes with different words: combat climate change, adapt to climate change, adjust to climate change. What I would like to say that combating climate change is more of a prerogative of advanced economies, where they have the technology, they have the resources, they can actually try to decarbonize themselves, and they can actually do that. For less developed countries, for countries that do not have such resources, it's rather adaptation to climate change. Climate change has different realities globally, and we sometimes tend to be ignorant of the real effects that we are already see now. The third fact, and that relates to what Her Excellency from Qatar was saying, is that to do investment, you need money. So where are the money? Like, to actually improve investment, to improve the business ecosystem, to make us more sustainable, we need to find this money. So in this regard, I can applaud the UNCTAD's work on international taxation, which has definitely taken the correct step forward for trying to see the world again as a global business sphere and therefore needing to find global solutions. And then the fourth fact that I wanted to say is that technology gap is real. What the ambassador from Mexico was saying is that there are exchanges between different countries. There are also, earlier he mentioned the wheat center that was established. So somewhere there is the correct technology, better technology, more adapted to climate change or to various external shocks, but it's usually not where it's needed. So technology gap needs to be addressed. It needs to be also targeted globally in the framework of trade and investment. And the four suggestions that I would like to say is that also my fellow panelists mentioned education. I believe investment in education and skills should be one of the top things to be discussed in the framework of trade and investment either. Because while education, while public education is less than 5% of every country's expenses, it's actually 99% of the future. People who are being educated now are the ones who will have to live in a different climate world. We need to equip them with having more power to live in the new world that we are actually facing. Second suggestion is to indeed empower women. Women are half of the world. In the worst case, we cannot make things worse. We're actually going to include half of the world into the conversation on trying to find new solutions to current problems that we have. Third suggestion is to increase ownership. The peculiar fact that I've encountered that even some of my UN colleagues don't always know how many human rights we, like global human rights we have. There's the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and most of the people don't know how many we actually have. 30. And this is signed to every by every UN member. So we can try to use common goals such as human rights or sustainable development goals or other already existing trade or investment agreements and cases to promote better and more improved outcomes. And the fourth suggestion is to enhance technical assistance. It relates to the fact about where is the money that I was talking about earlier. Technical assistance is not a form of foreign aid. It's a necessity for many countries to actually face climate change, to survive, to not lose their food security that they have right now. And then I would like to conclude with one fact that I teach my students in my class when I teach, is that in game theory, there is one fundamental theorem without which you cannot solve any game problem ever. Any cooperation cannot exist if that theorem is not fulfilled. And that theorem is called Folk's theorem, and it basically calls that every player to be able to find a cooperative solution to any game, every player need to care for the future and remember the past. We need to remember the lessons that we have already had globally with different crises, because we have one crisis, 1, 2, 3, more to come. We need to learn and we need to adapt new solutions based on the historical lessons that we had and not to try to invent the wheel again. Thank you so much.